Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Haggai chapter 2 today, verses 10 through 19. Haggai chapter 2, verses 10 through 19. On the 24th day of the ninth month in the second year of Darius, the word of the Lord came by Haggai the prophet. Thus says the Lord of hosts, ask the priests about the law. If someone carries holy meat in the fold of his garment and touches with his fold bread or stew or wine or oil or any kind of food, does it become holy? The priest answered and said, no. Then Haggai said, if someone who is unclean by contact with a dead body touches any of these, does it become unclean? And the priest answered and said, it does become unclean. Then Haggai answered and said, so is it with this people and with this nation before me, declares the Lord, and so with every work of their hands, and what they offer there is unclean. Now then, consider from this day onward, before stone was placed upon stone in the temple of the Lord, how did you fare? When one came to a heap of 20 measures, there were but 10. When one came to the wine vat to draw 50 measures, there were but 20. I struck you and all the products of your toil with blight and with mildew and with hail, yet you did not turn to me, declares the Lord. Consider from this day onward, from the 24th day of the ninth month, since the day that the foundation of the Lord's temple was laid, consider, is the seed yet in the barn? Indeed, the vine, the fig tree, the pomegranate, and the olive tree have yielded nothing, but from this day on, I will bless you. Now, there's a lot going on here, but I want you to notice how God is putting himself to the test. God had tried to get their attention through drought, through financial hardship and distress. He says, look back. He said, before you started to rebuild the temple, he said, you went for thinking you had 20 measures and you only had 10. I struck the products of your toil with blight and with mildew and hail, yet you didn't turn to me. But now that they're finally obeying what the prophet has said and God is saying through the prophet and putting God first and rebuilding the temple, God says, you watch from this day forward, watch how I will bless you. Folks, listen closely. It's wrong to put God to the test. The Bible says that we're not to put God to the test, but it is okay if God sets the test. In Malachi chapter 3, listen to verses 6 through 10. Malachi chapter 3, verses 6 through 10. For I, the Lord, do not change. Therefore, you, O children of Jacob, are not consumed. From the days of your fathers, you have turned aside from my statutes and have not kept them. Return to me, and I'll return to you, says the Lord of hosts. But you say, how shall we return? Will a man rob God? Yet you are robbing me. But you say, how have we robbed you? In your tithes and your contributions, you are cursed with a curse, for you are robbing me, the whole nation of you. Bring the full tithe into the storehouse, so that there may be food in my house, and thereby put me to the test, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven for you and pour down for you a blessing until there is no more need. God had used different financial distress in their lives to get their attention. They weren't really responding. And then he sent the prophet, he sent his preacher to tell them, listen, God says, put me first and he will bless you. Watch what will happen. And folks, I don't know how this is going to be used of God today to challenge those that are listening, but you might be in one of those situations where things just aren't working out like you thought they should financially. And God is saying something to you. He's not promising us that we'll all be millionaires and never be sick. The health and wealth gospel is not a true gospel, but his word does say that he will supply all of our needs, that we will have no lack if we trust in him, and he will be generous toward us, but we have to put him first. So the question today is simply this. Are you putting him first when it comes to your finances? Is he first when it comes to your time? Is he first when it comes to your obedience? Are you walking in obedience to him and with him and trust in him and faith in him? If you are, you know full well the blessings of God that come with that. But if he's calling you back to a righter relationship, either to be saved or to renew what he's already begun, I pray that you will listen to what he's saying today and put him to the test in the test that he has set for us. Trust him. Watch him provide. I look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.